It was a vicious attack by a customer. Drawing blood and being nearly run down by a car, the manager of the DIY store in Agora Hills, Michelle Borowski, who seemed visibly shaken as she described it to me, explained how things escalated.
A customer expressed her concern for another customer that was not covering her face and asked the cashier to address it. And the customer got upset. So therefore, the cashier called myself down and I told her that, you know, unfortunately, right now you have to have your face covered in order to shop in our store. And at that point, she proceeded to rip her own mask off, and in doing so, ripped her earring off and called me several choice names. And at that point, we asked her to leave the store, and the cashier called her back and said, you've forgotten, you dropped your earring. At that point, the customer grabbed my cashier and wouldn't let go of her arm, dug her nails into her arm, and the cashier was yelling for help and saying, she's hurting me, she's hurting me. At that point, I escorted her out the front door, where she proceeded to grab my mask and rip my mask off, and in doing so, scratching my neck, which was bleeding, and then turns around and bites me. And I followed her to her vehicle. Not before I yelled for someone to call 911, which my cashier was standing in here. The customer ended up calling 911. And I followed her to her car, went in the back of her vehicle to get to take a picture of her license plate. And upset, I was kind of fumbling through my phone trying to get to my camera. And while I was doing so, she proceeded to back into me. Not once, not twice, but continued going back into me. I put my hand up to try, you know, as an instinct, you put your hand up to block, and she backed into me again, and then drove forward and proceeded to almost run over my customer.
It's not an isolated incident. Attacks of this kind are becoming all too common, with retail staff on the front line. Despite the horrors of her attack, Borowski is philosophical and says it's a time for kindness.
All we're asking for is for everyone to be kind and follow the rules as we have to do. None of us like wearing these masks, but it is a mandate right now, and it is what is required in order to shop in our store.
Gosh, you must have been very shaken.
Yeah, to say the least. I like to think that the good outweighs the bad. We have a lot of wonderful customers here. We are doing everything we can to follow protocol and to uphold that to make a safe environment for our customers and employees.
So next time we're at a store, maybe we can remember to take a second to thank the staff. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.